Community Connection brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And I get to speak with Carolyn Mock, and by way of the telephone, we're talking about, first of all, the female artists of the West, or maybe it's women artists of the West. I don't remember the exact designation. Good morning, Carolyn. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me this morning.
Thank you. And it is Women Artists of the West, and we've been in existence for 48 years now. This is our 48th National Annual Jury Exhibition and Sale at the Price Tower.
And, of course, the Price Tower, what a great space for any kind of exhibit and or sale. But take me back, maybe not all 40-some years, but how did this whole thing get started, if you know?
Yes, there were some gals out in California that decided they would like to have an all-women's group. The men have their all-men group, so 35 of them got together and formed an association that was called Women Artists of the American West, and eventually it got dropped to Women Artists of the West, and they take on all genres of artwork. We have pastels, we have acrylics, oils, you name it. If it's art, we do it, and we do it well.
Two- and three-dimensional, both painting and sculpture and other media?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We have a beautiful show at the Price Tower right now. We've been working for 9 months on this show, actually a little longer than that, but we've been working very hard, and since we're a national group, the show gets moved from state to state each year. And this year, it's in Oklahoma for the very first time, so we want to show them that good old Oklahoma hospitality.
Well, I would think so. I'm surprised out of, I believe you said, 48 years.
Yes,
you know, back when that started, there were only about 48 states, so it's about time we get some of this stuff going.
You betcha. That's why we feel. We're glad to have it in Oklahoma. And we have several women coming in. I'm not sure of the exact number, but it's around 60 or 70 women and friends and relatives coming in for the show.
Well, even more than that, because we want to invite Bartlesville and Dewey and Van Copan and Pawhuska and, for that matter, Tulsa and Broken Arrow to come see what's going on.
You bet. They'll be really, really pleased, I think, with the quality and the number of art pieces there are there. There's about 225 paintings and I think 20-some pieces of sculpture. And it is first-class stuff.
You mentioned it's a juried show, so you have to qualify to get in the show. And so people may actually probably started the entry process about a year ago.
Oh, yes. Yes, they did. A prospectus has to be written, which goes through a big process, and then everyone has to enter the show and get juried in. Actually, you have to be juried into the organization. So you have to go through a big process there, and then as the years go by and your service and you're getting into different shows and everything, you can move up in the organization from an associate to a signature to the different master statuses. So it is something that progresses.
Well, but that's wonderful, and it says something, I think, about the artists, because I'm sure they will be identified at that status when you walk into the show. But still, just because, for instance, Carolyn has been around the organization for hypothetically 35 years, doesn't necessarily mean that every piece Carolyn decides to enter is going to get in the show, if I understand things correctly.
That's right. I may be an old-timer or something, but to get in the show, your work still has to be first class. And we do have a judge. There will be awards and everything on tomorrow night. About 7 o'clock we'll do the awards. And the show will be open tomorrow night from 6 to 8 to the public. And this weekend you'll get into the Price Tower free. And you were mentioning the old-timers and everything. We have some women that have been in this organization for all 48 years. And we have a separate room set aside to honor them as a heritage gallery. And that room will house the pieces that they've sent in to show their work. And some of them are in the 90s and still painting.
Well, that's the nice thing about it. Yeah, and I'm not since I haven't seen the work, I'm guessing here, but I know quite a few seniors who are very accomplished artists, and it's certainly, I think, perspective. As each year, you get a little bit better perspective on maybe something that you want to portray in the visual arts, again, two- or three-dimensional. So, yeah, bring the seniors on. Come on down.
Oh, yeah. They'll be surprised at how good these gals are. You know, and I think that's probably why they're still around. They're active in their community. They're active with their art, so it keeps them up and going.
Absolutely. Now, the other part of this event is a sale, and again, we're talking with Carolyn Mock. We will continue our community connection coming up in just a moment and see how you might be able to walk away with one of these pieces if the price is right.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our community connection this morning, talking with Carolyn Mock, the Women Artists of the West show, opening at the at the Price Tower this weekend. And you mentioned that the judging takes place, and then things will open up to the public. First of all, from your perspective, do you have an item in the show this year?
Yes, sir, I sure do. I have two paintings, and a lot of people around here know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've already sold one of them.
Wow.
And actually, I think we have 5 or 6 paintings that have already sold. Some of our collectors have, you know, stepped up to the plate and want the pieces that we entered in the show. So there's a lot more to be had, though.
Well,
and the show will be open tomorrow night to the public from 6 to 8, and we'll have our awards at 7. But the public can be there and see who won ribbons or some type of prize. And we have national donors that will donate things like a whole page ad or maybe a half page or a quarter page ad in a national magazine, which is always expensive. But we love to advertise because it advertises our group as well as our own work.
Sure. Just the more people that find out about the individual artists or the show, that they can make reservations to, you know, be in wherever the show is going to be next year, it's to everyone's advantage to get that extra word out.
You bet. And we will have magazines from a lot of those national magazines. They're free. They send us big stacks of magazines, and we can give those away to advertise their magazine.
I mean, I can think of all kinds of reasons why the Price Tower was chosen as the first stop for the show in Oklahoma, but do you know the process on that decision as far as, you know, why that organization particularly chose the Price Tower?
Well, that was due to Bernita Van Osdell and Julie Hayes, who are the co-chairmen for this show, and Bernita lives in Tahlequah. She and I were both in a gallery over in Pawhuska that has since closed, but we got to know one another pretty well in years past, and since she was coming over into this area a lot, she went to a show it was a one-woman show I had at Price Tower a few years ago, and she loved the facility. Well, when it came up time to pick a venue for this year's show, she made a suggestion to the board, the national board, that Bartlesville might be a good place to have a show. So anyway, it just evolved from there. We talked to Price Tower. We talked to several other people around town and everything, and it ended up that we chose Bartlesville and Price Tower for our venue this year.
Well, I think it's a wonderful choice. I just was trying to get the backstory on it. Tell me a little bit about your work. You mentioned that you are a two-dimensional artist, but do you work in acrylics or oils or pastels or maybe a little bit of everything?
I work in oils exclusively. I just don't get along with watercolor or acrylic. They just are beyond me. But I have worked in oil since I was about 10 years old, and that's a long time. I have recently started doing some sculpture, and not many people know that yet, but I'm really enjoying that. It is addictive. But mostly I work in oils. I do the Nature Works show in Tulsa. I do various other venues around this area. And in November, Bernita and I both will be at a show in Kansas, in Newton, Kansas.
Okay. To make that short drive to Newton, just a little ways north of Wichita, and go see that show. Subject matter, I assume, since the title of the group is Women Artists of the West, many of the subject material choices will be Western themes, but I guess they don't have to be. It's simply a matter of where you live as far as qualification in the group, I would assume.
Right. They are not exclusively Western art. There are things like horses and cowboys and things like that, but there are also little boat scenes along the shore, that type of venue. There are other, landscapes, people. There are some Western pieces that are extremely good. There are a lot of Indian girls and a few Indian men in the show. Just a little bit of everything. I think everybody will find something they like. There are bird paintings. You know, there's a really nice turkey painting by Julie Hayes. Some beautiful sculpture. And one of those pieces is Bernita Van Osdell. That's what she does. And that piece is prairie chickens. Okay. And there's a couple of prairie chicken pieces in the show. It's just a really good show.
Well,
got a little bit of everything, and I think everybody will like it.
That sounds like exactly what you're describing, and I can easily see, at least in my mind's eye, how some of those pieces might look. But the nice thing about it is everybody's imagination is different, and we want to invite people down to see the show. What are the run dates for it? I know we talked a lot about this weekend, but does the show run longer?
Yes, it does. It will be up until November 4th, and it will be at the Price Tower that whole time. And until that day, people can't take their painting, naturally, if they buy something, but because we have to keep the show intact. But November 4th, it will come down.
Well, that's certainly an adequate amount of time for people to come and see the show. Tell me about the sale. Is it a bid process, or is it one-on-one negotiations with the artist? How does the sale work?
No, each artist has their own art priced, and it's marked on a little card next to the painting with the title and the medium and the price on the card. And the sales are pretty unnegotiable. Part of the proceeds will go to help Price Tower. Part of the proceeds will go to Women Artists of the West so that we can keep our things that we do, keep them going. We're currently looking at setting up a type of scholarship with a coffee company that we've hooked up with. They're putting our art on their packaging, and they're a small company over in Tahlequah. It's called Rose Rock Coffee Company, and they're available at the research stores. And right now, the Oklahoma women artists have their art on their packaging, and we're looking at negotiations with them to start a scholarship fund that would be used for probably girl artists, you know, to further their education or something. We're not quite sure how that's going to go, but, you know, we're looking at that right now.
But certainly, I think as someone realizes that there is a greater good going on through the price of the painting, then
right.
Another reason for someone to consider buying, I guess not just a painting, it could be a sculpture, but buying that work of art and being able to display it at their house, knowing that not only do they get it to enjoy it, but you're furthering someone else along the path.
Right, and we mentor, we teach, support one another in every way we possibly can, and the women in the organization are doctors and lawyers and psychologists, psychiatrists. They're not always just artists, and we support one another in many, many ways.
Well, and that's it. I mean, none of us are just an artist or just a performer or just a whatever. We're made up of so
right.
many different ingredients. And it's those ingredients, art-wise, that influence what you do and how you do it.
You bet, and keeps you going.
Absolutely. How does someone qualify for membership in the organization if for instance, they already do something, sculpture, painting, whatever it might be, and this sort of status appeals to them? How do they become members of the Women Artists of the West?
Okay, they can go out on the internet. It's www.waow.org. And we call it WOW. It's the way we just shorten the whole Women Artists of the West thing to WOW. And they can go out on our website, and it'll tell them how they can get in touch with someone. It has a contact on there. And there are rules and regulations. You have to be juried in. They will look at several pieces of your art, et cetera. And you get juried into the organization that way.
Sounds like, I guess it's about what you would expect for something like this if you've been around juried art shows before, but there's always a first time for everyone, so I wanted to make sure that we covered that point of information. Again, I think this is going to be a fun weekend in Bartlesville art-wise. It sounds as though we're liable to see nearly anybody or everything when we visit the Price Tower.
Yes, sir, you sure will. And the gals will be around town. They'll be going out to restaurants and up to Prairie Song. That's one of the venues we have planned for them, to see the Longhorns go down the middle of the street there in Dewey on Western Days this weekend, and whatever else they'd like to do around here. We've got them set up so they can go out to Bullet Rock. We've got the Chamber of Commerce has put together bags for them to have brochures on all the different things around here to see and do, and over to the Tallgrass Prairie if they want to get over there. You know, there's just lots around here for an artist to do. Willow Rock's wonderful. Prairie Song's wonderful. You know, the Tallgrass Prairie is wonderful, so we've got lots to show them and lots to do.
I think there's certainly inspiration enough for the artists if they chose to, for instance, take their cell phone along, shoot some camera shots of, I don't care, Prairie Song, or, yeah, Willow Rock would be great, some of the other venues that you're going to, and then maybe we might see that recreated in something next year.
Exactly. And we hope to get the women back to Oklahoma eventually, you know. This is just the first time. Maybe we will do such a good job, they'll want to come back somewhere in Oklahoma.
I hope so. You're going to see everything this weekend. It's all going on at the Price Tower. And again, when does everything open up tomorrow night?
From 6 to 8.
Thank you very much. Carolyn Mock with us this morning on 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. A Thackerville man has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for aggravated identity.